welcome to another Rush Hour Special Friday podcast.
Jimmy boy, I cannot believe it's another week gone almost from last week.
Fat, what about me? Working with you all week's like an eternity.
Ah, shut up, Linguini. Today, I have a great story about a record-breaking country footy team, Jim. We must have something else. And, of course, another ripping Friday fruity joke.
All right, but let's take a journey back now to my days as a superstar sportsman.
You mean champion vlog.
James Brayshaw and Billy Brown. This is Triple M's Rush Hour on the Listener app. You can listen anytime, anywhere.
Yeah, of course, we're a little Friday one that people can download, Fat. And you know, we had Mel Hoffman on during the week.
Yeah, she wrote a book, Jim.
Ryan Hoffman's wife, who's written an amazing book about marrying into football.
Yep.
We've both obviously had our own careers.
Wives.
And wives. And Fat. I had, as you know, I had a very bad back still to this day, but as a cricketer, it caused me some distress for quite a while. And when talking to Mel got me thinking about how some of the positions, I knew you'd go there with it.
Well, that's some good for your back.
Some of the things you do that must cause your wife distress. And I'm talking about having a bad back, Fat. So facet joint inflammation I used to have, and every now and then it would just twing. And when it twinged, you actually couldn't move. Like you were locked
couldn't
into
get
that
out
position.
Of bed.
Well, if out it was of out couch. Of bed, you couldn't get out of bed. You couldn't get up. We were locked. And so, Fat, on more than one occasion at our house, I don't know what it was with the position that I was in, on the throne.
Oh, no.
What? Number twos.
No, locked up.
Fat.
Jim, I don't want to hear this
locked
story.
Up.
I know it's a Friday Bill, fruity, Jim, but...
So I'm parked on the throne.
Oh,
Bill.
Play the music.
Post. What? Post. Not pre, but post. And I can't move.
So what do you do?
Well, then what do?
You call for the doll.
The doll's got to come in.
I've been spoken to her all day.
Hey, Bill, she's got to come in and basically get you up off the throne.
And...
No, Bill, you actually, and people who have had, you know, nerve issues with their back will know that you 100% cannot move. So you're stuck in a position.
So she'd help you up.
You have to be helped up off the throne.
Oh, no.
Bill. And it wasn't, the room wasn't smelling at its best at that point.
Exactly, I gather that.
Fact, you're stuck. I know
you think yours doesn't smell.
I did. On these occasions, I vividly remember that it did. But Bill, the game was, you know, I had to be reporting in the Adelaide Oval or whatever in an hour's time from there.
Ooh.
So basically, Fat, you had to get up off the toilet and then driven into the ground, and then Steve Saunders, the physio, would work on you for 40 minutes before you then got strapped up and out and you did your best to get through the day. But all of that is what sports people put up with. But the Dahl having to put up with, that's no fun.
No, geez.
Bill, you're just trying to start your day. Suddenly you get a call from the smallest room in the house. And Bill, I vividly remember my arms had to go out the front like that, and it was like one, two, three. It was like Lethal Weapon.
Yeah.
Remember when he got pulled off the dunny because it was an explosive? It was like that, Bill. You had to rock and then get pulled basically front on off the throne. No wife signs up for that.
No, they don't. But I think it's in health and what else was it in the
Oh, you
vows.
Were listening, were you?
The vows, Jim.
Better or worse?
Better or worse,
sickness
there you go.
Sickness or in health?
Sickness or in health, Jim, there you go. I did get stuck on one of mine, I remember. I couldn't get it out.
What, the vows?
The vows.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, no.
I thought we were talking about the other thing.
Not on the
Come
throne.
On, Fat.
Oh, Rover.
You're not going to get someone to pull you off the toilet because you can't get it out.
No, no.
That's not what we're talking about.
I was talking about the vows.
Oh, were you?
That's just places we didn't want.
Well, Bill, all I'm saying is that the women do it tough.
They do. They do. And
they see you at your worst.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
Especially when you get my own pissed at three.
Oh, that's a rough sound.
Oh, I'm taking it to a bad place.
Yeah.
JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. It's a special Friday edition. You can get it on the Listener app anytime, anywhere, Bill.
You can indeed. Now, Jimmy boy,
yes.
This came through my socials the other day. The highest ever senior score in Australia. Football.
In Australia?
In Australia. Senior score.
Jeez.
And it was a place called Campbell's Creek, who I reckon Dusty Martin's grandparents might live.
Right.
They defeated Primrose. Mm-hmm. Have a listen to the score. Campbell's Creek, 100 goals, 34. 100 goals, 34.
Kicked 100 goals in a game of footy.
634 defeated Primrose. Primrose. 3 goals straight, 18.
No.
Campbell's Creek won by 616 points, Jimmy boy.
No.
They kicked 20 goals in the first quarter, 25 in the second, 29 in the third, and 26 in the last quarter to kick 100 goals, 34.
What are the other mob called?
Primrose.
What are they, witches' hats?
I don't know.
What the hell were they doing, Fat?
The game took 185 minutes to complete because they had to go and get the footy.
Jeez.
The last quarter went for 50 minutes and 16 of the Campbell's Creek players kicked goals.
That's ridiculous, Bill.
So, including, here's the goal kickers. You ready? Butch Satori.
Oh, how many did Butch kick?
Butch kicked 18.
18?
Out of the 100.
Fred Fanning.
Then Craig kicked Given, kicked 17.
Oh, Givo.
Kelly Stevens, 14.
Stevo.
Alistair McGibbon.
Macca.
13. Craig Partish.
Oh, Party.
13. William Dobson, 8. And
Gobbo.
Then 4, 3. The full forward kicked 2.
No.
Got injured in the first quarter, Jim. And it went on. 16 goal kickers, if you don't mind. 16 goal
100
kickers.
100 goals, Bill.
100 goals, 34.
There's got to be a mercy clause on there. You get far enough in front, they just stop the game.
Mate, it's unbelievable, isn't it? That is huge.
What's the other mob thinking?
Well, I don't know if Pimrose.
They couldn't have had enough players out there.
Well, I think they got belted the week before, Jim, by a 357 point.
No.
Or something like that.
So Come on, Primrose. Yeah.
But that is unbelievable. The highest score ever in senior football in Australia was Campbell's Creek with 100 goals, 34, 634. Defeated the Primrose Demons, 3 goals, 18. They won by 616
points. I'll tell you where you can get some big discrepancies in score is the girls' football.
Can you?
Like Charlotte in our house loves her footy. She plays under 13s, under 14s.
Yeah.
And they can either win by a hell of a lot or lose by a hell of a lot. It seems to me they either come home and it's like 80 points to 2 or they get done 93 points to 5 or something. You're like,
still
how does that happen?
Do you still got to kick a score for the opposition so you get percentage? Is that right?
I think so.
Remember that?
Yeah.
When you're winning by... Quick! Let them score.
Or just run down and kick one yourself.
Exactly.
What are the lights like at Campbell Creek Recreation Reserve? It sounded like it would have been getting pretty dark.
Well, it would have got, it went on for a long time. Like 3 hours it went on for the game.
But you can't be enjoying that, even if you're on the winning team. After about half the bloody third quarter, you'd be thinking, finish this up.
No, you wouldn't.
Well, Bill, you know, get amongst 20 it. Goals a quarter.
You just get amongst it. Well done. Well done to Campbell's Creek there.
Yeah, well, Primrose need to have a good long hard look at themselves.
Well, that was back in 1990, by the way, Jim. It was a while ago.
So it hasn't just happened?
No.
Well, what are we wasting our time talking about it for then?
Because I just came across my desk and I liked it.
31 years ago? What is wrong with you?
Round 11, 1990, I forgot to tell you.
We spent 4 minutes talking about something that happened in 1990.
It's a Friday podcast, you.
Oh, what the hell?
Which didn't exist 31 years ago.
My God.
But this score did. Well done. Good work, Bill.
That's not good.
Shut up.
It's a rush hour. Triple M. On the Listener app, listen anytime, anywhere. This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Bill. Don't forget the footy tonight, Richmond versus Western Bulldogs live on Triple M from 6 p.m.
Big game, that one. All right, so real bad week of jokes.
Yep.
You did 2 yesterday that were unlistenable.
Yep.
1 during the week you walked out on.
Yep.
So today, with a little bit of fruit attached.
A little bit of fruit, Jim. Right. I've just hosed it down a little bit, but I like this one. Do we have a... Billy! Billy, won't you tell a joke now? 'Cause you're not a funny man. At least not on purpose. Oh! Who made that?
Digby.
Digby made that, did he? Right. Okay, Jim.
Yes.
Grandpa and Grandma were visiting their kids overnight, okay? Oh, Grandpa and Grandma.
Yes.
When Grandpa found a bottle of Viagra in his son's medicine cabinet, he asked about using one of the pills. The son said, "I don't think you should, Dad. They're very strong and very expensive."
Yes.
"How much?" said Grandpa. $10 a pill, said the son. "I don't care," said Grandpa. "I'd still like to try one, and before we leave in the morning, I'll put the money under the pillow."
Yes.
Later the next morning, the son found $110 under the pillow, Jim.
Oh.
He called Grandpa and said, "I told you each pill was $10, not $110. "I know," said Grandpa. The 100 is from your grandma.
Oh!
My grandma liked it.
My grandma got her own levels of enjoyment.
Come on, Grandma. She loved it, Jim.
No.
She threw in 100.
Another 100.
If you don't mind. Come on, Grandma. Oh, not bad, Bill. Good. I'll tell you what, it's been a big week of jokes.
Not from
What's
you,
this
dude.
One? Oh! Oh. Who is Stolten? Yeah, ding dong. Great song, Tim.
Right, there's only so much more of this I can actually do.
Same here. I can only be so dumb for so long.